and Joshua. And in chapter 1, we've been looking at Joshua 10 and 11 led us to Ephesians for the armor of God. Back to Joshua and their super duper success, one of the rare times in their life then as a nation that they were so successful. It would be like the combat mission in Venezuela. They had didn't lose a man. Interesting. Didn't lose a man.
Wow.
And here's 33 kings in 7 years, and we only have noted 36 men died. 7 years, 33 kings in their battles, and we only note 36 men died. Now, that's God tells us so. So, we're trying to get the ingredients that made them like that so that we can learn from them and then transfer it over to where we are so we see how to do it. So, Joshua chapter 1, we read in verse 7, "Only be thou strong and very courageous. Why? That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left." "Why not? That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Now, having said that, and we looked at that, and reminding ourselves that they were to go straight on course. They were to honor God, God's will for their life. And in doing so, honoring God's will for their life, God is going to go and tell them, stay on course. Don't go to the left, don't go to the right. Just like we shared this morning a little bit, don't deviate. Stay true to what you understand. Don't get caught up in the system, the world system and everything, and you're going, and every time you depart to the left or to the right, you're into idolatry. That's where you're going to go. So don't do it. Stay straight on course all the way. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, and we did that in all kinds of ways. Now, in order to get back to where that goes, we're coming back here, but over to Deuteronomy, not very far away, Deuteronomy and chapter 8. And you will remember God's wonderful blessings. Cursing, chapter 7, blessing, chapter 28. And the blessings are there. If you honor the word of God, therefore, verse 28, verse 1, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to do what? To observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. You will be mocked by the whole world because of God's wonderful grace. You're the nation. And if you just honor me," said God, "that's how you're going to do it. I've given you the privilege to know me, to honor me, and I will show my wonderful grace to all of the world." Now, so here's the blessings, and we know all those wonderful blessings. So at verse 2, "All these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." So as you honor the Lord, God's word, God's person, God's going to go and just take care of everything. And the word pursue, like being hunted, the blessing shall come on thee and overtake thee, pursue thee, like a lion going after a leopard. A lion, well, that'd be good. That'd be pretty interesting. A lion after a leopard. I didn't mean a leopard. A lion after a lamb. Now, and going after that, he's pursuing. It doesn't say you have to look to them. You don't even have to ask. God's blessing will hunt you down. You cannot honor God and miss the blessing. The blessing's going to be there. He guarantees them that. And thus, as you know, sliding down in all those blessings, verse 6, thou blessed shalt thou be when thou goest, comest in, blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. In the city, out of the city, at work, at home, whatever, whatever, I'll bless you, period, wherever you are. Verse 14, in the light of what we read in Joshua, in the blessing, verse 14, thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to go to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Stay straight on course. Don't go to the right. Don't go to the left. Stay straight on course all the way down the corridor of time in God's wonderful grace. Now, and having said that, and keeping that in mind, in God's wonderful caring and all of that, so back over to Joshua and in chapter 1. So stay on course, stay on course all the way. And to see that simply, all kinds of ways, just to benefit from it. How do we benefit from that in just one shot? John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way. There is no other way. There is no other person. There is no other direction. I am the way. Stay straight on course. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Honor my word. I am the way to the Father. All the way to the Father. The whole journey. I am the only way. There is no other way. Now, having said that, Joshua chapter 1, and in verse 7 again, you'll notice the verb in verse 7, don't go to the right hand or to the left, why, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest, in or out, easy, hard, work, home, play, doesn't make any difference, you will prosper. And the word prosper has to, it's causative, to make something happen. When you're on it in the way, it'll make what? It'll make you, it'll mock you. It'll mock you by sound, practical judgment. It will mock you as a successful person. You're going wisely. You'll be wise going down the corridor of time. And you'll be doing the right thing in the right direction, in the right way. It's going to come out very, thus the word, successful. And you'll see the verb go from chapter verse 7, go down to verse 8 again, as you would know. When you come to the end of verse 8, you will see the same verb. I'll read the end, near the end. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And that's the same verb as up in verse 7, thou shalt prosper. Same verb, to have good success. Have marked good success in a very good, wonderful way. So God, you want us to have to be wise. Now remember, to start us off, in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, without turning there, with like Eve saw, and they saw the benefit. If they eat of the tree, they'll have all these benefits. That's what they thought. And so she says, if we just eat of that tree, we'll become wise. We'll know good and evil like God does. We'll become wise. That's pretty good, isn't it? We're going to become wise. Yeah, there's your word, prosper, success. I'll say it that way. We'll become, we've said, chapter 3, verse 6, we'll become very successful. That's what we'll become. Very successful. How successful? But not too good. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, if you would, there's two ways to go. We'll go try to go both of them. In the one way, to help us with it, here's God. And Eve said, we'll be wise. When she sinned, Adam sinned. They lost their relationship, and they became very stupid. Now, to say, is that word fit? Yeah. Go with me, please, over to see it. Now I'm going to go over to the New Testament where we are. We aren't back there with Eve, and we aren't back there with Joshua. We're on this side. So therefore, over to Romans in chapter 1, just to note it, and see it, 1, 2, 3, 4. Romans in chapter 1, picking up, if I may, in chapter 1, and you would guess in chapter 1, picking up, please, in verse 22. In the light of the context, for time's sake, remember, Romans. Here's Romans telling us why we're all guilty. The whole world's guilty before God because they knew better and they chose not to know. They chose not to enjoy the knowledge. Verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, their thinking, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now catch the verse. Verse 22, they professed themselves to be what? Wise. Yeah. We don't need to know. We don't need to know. No. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Eve said, we'll be wise. As successful. Using it over into the New Testament, 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and you will note in verse 19. Chapter 3, verse 19. But the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. He uses their own thinking and turns it around and they have to learn from it. They pay a price for it. Verse 20, and again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise that they are vain. They go nowhere. Nothing is going to come out of them that is any good, that's going to help in any way. So therefore, if I can, pick going back over to chapter 1 of Corinthians. So far, God tells us the wisdom of the world isn't going to come out. And here, very simply, chapter 1, and going, if I can, verse 20. 1 Corinthians 1:20. And remember now, verse 18, the background, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Over to verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom, professing themselves to be wise, they were smarter than than God in what he said. Verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, but the Greeks, the Gentiles, after wisdom, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Verse 23, But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks or Gentiles, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Wisdom is God. Christ, the wisdom of God. Now, God, what are you going to do? Verse 25. Because the foolishness of God. God, what a dumb thing you're going to do. You're going to take nobodies and make them somebody. You're going to take people that are just dust, and you're going to do something wonderful with them. God, can God be that dumb to take a vessel of dust, a human that can't go anywhere? If I was an angel, that's what I'd say. Looking out there at you guys, if we were an angel, I'd say, wow, God's taking, and here's the angels, the magnificent critters, spirits. They're looking at you, humans. Wow. I'll read it. Verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but, contrast, God hath chosen the foolish things. Foolish, professing themselves to be wise, they thought they were smart, and actually they were foolish. Instead, the preaching of the cross, 118, is foolishness. Foolishness. Verse 27, God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, the base, the low things of the world, things which are despised. God hath chosen, yea, things that are not, to bring to naught things that are, so that what? No flesh shall glory in his presence. God's wonderful, wonderful grace in the most wonderful, wonderful way. God has done that for us. Now, and thus in the process, Colossians. And Colossians in chapter 2. When you receive Christ as your Savior, God does a wonderful thing. And you're on the way. Don't go to the left, don't go to the right. Stay in course. That's what they were to do by the word of God, Joshua and them. What are we doing? We've received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we thank God for being saved in a most wonderful way. And in the process of being saved, we're going to go down the corridor of time, and we're going to have wisdom. I need wisdom, God. I need wisdom. I'm not going to have it. The world doesn't have it. What do you mean, wisdom? To be able to come out successfully. Wisdom. To have the mind and heart, the intellect, the intelligence to know how to come out rightly in a wrong world. Now, so therefore, Colossians, and in chapter 2, and you in chapter 2, and you remember in the context, sliding down, if I may, and picking up, please, in verse 2, a little that which Colossians 2:2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. Going to look at understanding, that's the word, like success, to be have intelligence. You could translate it to have understanding. All the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, all of them. And you know from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, you could have read it, the next verse, 30. Christ is made unto you wisdom. He's made unto us righteousness. So God tells the Israelites, don't go to the left and right. Stay on course. Stay in the way, all the way. It is the way to prosper. It is the way to think right, come out right. You'll be successful, absolutely successful. So when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and God does a wonderful thing for us, we receive Him as our Savior. He is the way. We receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He's our wisdom. He is the way. He is the mind. He is the heart. It isn't my mind and heart. His ways and His thoughts, Isaiah 55, are higher than the heavens. So God, I'm not even, all I can do is, all we do is say thank you for your word and for your Son who saves us. And He is made unto us wisdom. Wisdom. What do you mean? He guarantees your good success. He is your good success. And you are the prize that He has to show His good success. He's able to save you magnificently and transport you and have you seated at the right hand of God to magnificently show He's successful. He's successful. Wow. Yeah. So now, in here, Colossians, now you read that, He's is. Now, God, what are we supposed to be looking for then? Colossians chapter 1. And you will note, please, in Colossians and chapter 1, picking up, if I may, in 1 and in chapter 1, in verse 9. Chapter 1, verse 9. For the prayer. For this cause, Colossians 1, 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire. What on earth do you desire, God? That you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I want you to be able to have a wonderful success. That's what He wants. Next verse, success. Verse 10, purpose, that you want us to have the wisdom, that in order that we might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all, balance the scale, we might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, etc. Now, so God, what are you saying? Eve said, we'll be able to be wise. She was wrong. But she didn't know it at the time. She sure knows it now, but she didn't know it then. She thought it would be good to know like the devil wanted her to know. No, you don't want to know that way. You want to know God's way. You want to look to God in Christ, who has made us. Don't go to the left, don't go to the right. He's made us the way, all the way to what? For God in your heart. He is your success, period. You want, what did you read in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 29? No flesh shall glory in my presence. It isn't about you. It's about God's wonderful saving grace. And you believed in your heart. And God, thus, so God, how am I going to prosper? being in the way, all the way. And you want, you have to be successful. God is. God is. And even God, if with our little old lives, like in 1 Corinthians 3, the Bema Seat of Christ, we may end up with wood, hay, and stubble. But verse 15, at least we're going to be saved. At least we're going to be saved. Yeah, you're successful. All the way. Now, having said that part, having that part, go back over with me to Psalm 106. And on your way to Psalm 106, stop at Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9. And if I may, Jeremiah chapter 9, picking up in thought to tie it together where we're going. We're looking at, don't turn to the right or the left, that you may prosper, to be wise, intelligent, to be able to do and be on the right course, in the right way, for the right reasons, to come out right, to be successful. That's what God told them. You'll be successful. And we're on this end of the cross, and boy, we got the successful part. We just don't appropriate it like we should, maybe. Now, so here's Jeremiah back to Eve telling us to be wise. And in chapter 9, Jeremiah, and in verse 23, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Don't let that happen. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but in contrast, let him that glorieth glory in this. What is this? That he understandeth. Understand, he's wise enough. He's thinking right. You're going to prosper. That he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Learn, I don't want you to get caught up to the left, the system, to the right, the system, stay on course. Look to God. The standard is God in Christ. Now, Psalm 106. And in Psalm 106, you recall, in the history of Israel and in the process, and I may pick up, if in the light of the context, in a little bit of verse 6, we have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers, this is looking back, they're trying to be objective about their life and their condition. Our fathers understood not. The word understood is the word to prosper, to be successful. They didn't think. Verse 7. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. In other words, here's all these 10 plagues, and they missed the whole point of God's wonderful helping them. That's why when they're leaving Egypt, they didn't want to leave Egypt. They rebelled in that sense. They said, why did you make us leave Egypt? They didn't want to leave Egypt. Verse 7, our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. They even hadn't gotten very far, and they were already acting up, because they didn't understand. What are you telling the Israelites? Telling Joshua, Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Stay on course, straightway, so that you can prosper, so that you can have good success, so that you can understand. Otherwise, you won't get down there. You won't make it. David is a wonderful example. Over, if I can, picking up, please, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, if I may. And 1 Samuel chapter 18. Now remember what you read in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 6. I'll bless you going out. I'll bless you coming in. No matter what you do, I'm going to bless you. That's an awesome thing. God blesses us in Christ if we just put it together right, not going to the left or right, but giving him the credit. He is our wisdom. He is our way. He is the way, all the way, to be successful. And in the process of going down the corridor of time, we're walking in a very understanding way, so that we are successful in our journey all the way to the end, where we find completion, success. Now, here's 1 Samuel, here's David. And in 1 Samuel chapter 18, picking up, if I may, 1 Samuel 18, verse 5, David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul said over the man of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, he also in the sight of Saul's servants. And you have the little word you're looking at, verse 5, David went out and behaved himself wisely. That's what he did. Prosper. Left. Prosper. And you'll prosper. You'll have good success. David acted wisely with understanding. He was going to have good success when he went out and when he went in. That's why David's blessed. He's blessed by God. Why? Because he just did what God said. And thus he enjoyed. Oh, he had his problems and he had his failure. But he was successful. He fixed him. He had his problems. He got him straightened out with God. And God blessed him. Now, 18, number 18, go down to verse 14. And David behaved himself wisely, there it is again, in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Verse 15, wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. Afraid, why? Why? Because God was with him, and God was not with Saul, he was with David. And Saul was worried, understandably. Now, having said that, keep in mind, if you would, and while you're in, we mentioned it in Psalms, we'll do it just for one of them. Psalm 142. Psalm 142, whichever one you hit. See, it doesn't matter, yes, it doesn't matter. Psalm. If I can, where are Psalms? Psalm 142, if I can. And picking up the thought, and remember we mentioned it last time, in Psalm 142, and you will note, and in verse, top of the verse, Psalm 142, the Meskel of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. Meskel, that's the word prophet. That's the word understanding. That's the word thou shalt prosper. Prosper, you'll have good success. That's the word. You'll have good success. Understanding, and that is used 13 times, I think, in the Psalms. And we shared last time. Those are marked. Psalm to teach. You want to learn something? The Maskil Psalms. They're meant to teach you truth. Teach you truth. And during the tribulation, they're going to go and look for stuff that they don't look for today. God, help me understand. Maskil, understanding. The Psalms are written. So I've given it, I marked them, God said. I marked the Psalm for you that will help you. I put Maskil at the top of them, God said. So you know them. Now, here's 150 Psalms, but not of all. They're all wonderful, but some are marked special. Now, having said that, keeping that in mind, God wants us to understand. He wanted them to understand. Over to Nehemiah. I don't know if we have time, but over to Nehemiah. And you will note. Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. And what are we doing? Here's Nehemiah bringing the word of God to them. They had said all day, morning, night, next day. They even did it 2 days in a row, listening to God's word. They didn't have a Bible. They had the Bible read to them, as it were. So therefore, here's Nehemiah and giving them Psalms, the truth. So when we come to chapter 8, Nehemiah 8, 8. Nehemiah 8, 8. So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly they read in the book, and gave the sense and caused them to understand, caused them to understand. That's what he did. He gave the sense, that's masculine, gave the sense of understanding, and caused them to understand in reading. He helped them understand. That was his thing. And like God says to us, to help us, feed my sheep. To Peter, feed my sheep. Feed them. Well, why am I going to feed them? Feed my sheep. Otherwise, they don't know anything. Help them understand. Now, that doesn't mean we didn't understand because we're all trying and learning and doing everything. But God has to help us. The Spirit of God's wonderful ministry is to help us understand. So now, having said that, in our time, are you getting the idea? I want you to prosper, said God said. I want them to prosper. If they don't go to the left and right, they're going to be successful. And they were. They were. God tells us, you live in success. You have success 24 hours a day. Are you enjoying being successful? Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs in chapter 3. And Proverbs chapter 3, picking up if I may. And you'll note. And Proverbs, if I may. Now, having said that, in Proverbs, going over if I can, you know it, but to get the word. Verse 4. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, not part of it, not 50%, with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Don't be doing that. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Verse 7, trust him. Be not wise. That's the little word, Genesis 3, 5. She thought she'd be wise. Just if we just eat of that tree, we'll be wise, like God. We'll be successful. No. Be not wise. Be not on the path of thinking to be successful in thine own eyes. Don't be trusting yourself. Fear God and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. It'll be like your mother in the womb, little baby, feeding off the mother. It isn't the baby's life. It's the mother's life, the mother's hair, the mother's everything. Feeding, feeding. God said, listen, you just trust God. Let him, easy, the vine. Remember, we've been saying it a long time again. The tree, the branch, abide. The life of the tree is in the branch. As we receive Christ as our Savior, the life of God is in the heart. And the life of God, the fruit of the Spirit of God, Galatians Sunday School, all of that is there all at once. It's not just piecemeal, the whole thing. The whole thing, all of God, is in the branch all at once. All of God is in the branch all at once. That's so I want to understand. So God, when you say, you know, to be wise in your own eyes, look to God and trust God. God said, I am your success. In fact, God, here we are. God, are you going to be successful? I didn't mean to say it even. God can be nothing other than successful. He has no choice. He is successful. Period. And he is successful in your life and my life. And I need to trust him for it. And it isn't going to be me, because I don't know how to do it. I can't do it. And God already told me I can't do it. So he said, don't do it. Don't do it. You're not going to please me in your flesh. I just want you to trust my saving grace and be, let me be to you, your life, your life, your love, and your Lord. Let me be to you all of that at once. And you're going to be very successful. So when you go to bed tonight, in all of our failures, in all of our weaknesses, in our dying bodies, all the while, if you're saved, you are going to be very successful. You're just going to be very successful. You are successful. I don't feel it. God didn't ask you to feel it. He asked you to believe it, didn't he? He didn't ask you to understand it as much as you can to believe it. But just believe that he is. That doesn't take too much intelligence on our part. Just believe that he is. Anyway, I got to quit. Thank you for your patience. Our Father and God, we look to you for your word. Help us as we seek to understand the simple, wonderful truths of yesterday, that we might bring them forward and practice and put them together in our daily life as we go about our daily business. And our Father will thank you as we practice and enjoy being successful and successful in our little old bodies. And we thank you very much. In Christ's name, amen.